Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Presbyterian Congregation. I was out of the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is July the 17th, 2025, or the 23rd day of the 4th lunar month, 2029. We will continue our services today with the two timely greetings. Two timely greetings. Number three, Father V.T. Hollis, and it's entitled The Christian's Land Renovation and Heart Operation. Okay, well, we'll start the prayer thought. Christ Object Lesson. We are on page 36. Okay, we're going to read Ellen G. White's comment on this prayer thought. For the teachers of the Israel were not sowing the seed of the word of the Yahweh. Yeshua. Yeshua, the son of Yahweh. Yeshua's work as a teacher of the truth was in the marked contrast with that of the rabbis of his time. They dwelt upon the traditions, upon the human theory and the speculation. Often that which men have taught and written about the word they put in place of the word is for the subject of the Yahshua's teaching and preaching was the word of Yahweh. For he met questioners with a plan. It is written, what says the scripture? How readest thou? For Yahshua's servants are to do the same work in our day as of old. For the vital truth of the Yahweh's word are set aside for the human theories and speculation. Many professed ministers of the gospel do not accept the whole Bible as the inspired word. One wise man rejects one portion, another question, another part, for they set up their judgment as superior to the word and the scripture which they do teach rest upon their own authority. This divine authenticity is restored, for he pointed to the scriptures as of the unquestionable authority, and we should do the same. For the Bible is to be presented as the word of the infinite Yahweh, as the end of all controversy and the foundation of all faith. I should read, as the end of all the controversy and the foundation of all the different faiths, F-A-I-T-H-S, that are in operation out there today. For we need to pray for the help never to sit aside Yahweh's word for the human theories and speculations, but always to teach the plain truth of the Bible according unto the Spirit as the only unquestionable authority of the end of all controversy. For the end of all controversy, as the foundation of our faith. Okay, that's the end of our prayer. Right? We're going to go right on into our study, Richie Hollis, text of address, August 23rd, 1947, the Christian's land renovation and heart operation. For our subject for this afternoon is the Christian's land renovation and heart operation. This subject we find in the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36:1-10. Also thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of the Israel and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, because the enemy has said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places, the places of the worship in the promised land, are ours and the possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Yahweh, the cause that have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of the talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh unto the mountains, and unto the hills, unto the rivers, and unto the valleys, unto the desolate waste, and unto the cities that are forsaken by his people, which became a prey and derision unto the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea, now Arabians, which have appointed my land unto their possession with the joy of all their heart, with a despiteful mind, for the casting it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and unto the hills, unto the rivers, and unto the valleys, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, I have lifted up mine hand toward the heathen that are about you, they shall bear the shame. But see, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit unto my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. Okay, as we continue on here, it says, these verses, now seen in the framework of the message of the hour, show that the time of the Gentiles is at an end, that the Yahweh's elect are to return and forever possess their land. Now the elect means a remnant. Like the 144,000 as a remnant, first fruits harvest of the Adventist Church. Ezekiel 36:11-14. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginning, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Then I will cause men to walk up on you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth to lead them of men. Thus saith Yahweh, because they say unto you, thou land devourest of men, and hast bereaved thy nation, therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nation any more, saith Yahweh. Return of the Jews from Babylon, because here it is said, the land shall devour men no more, neither bereave thy nation anymore. Whereas history shows that since the Jews returned from Babylon, the land has devoured, there has been no lasting peace. And moreover, this chapter is in particular speaking about the house of Israel, the 10-tribe kingdom, which has never, to this day, returned since it was scattered by the Assyrians. Ezekiel 36:15-22. Neither will I cause men to fear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. Neither shalt thou hear the reproach of the people any more. Neither shalt thou cause thy nation to fall any more, saith the Yahweh. Moreover, for the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way is before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols, wherewith they had polluted it, and I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the country according unto their way, and according unto their doings I judged them. And when they entered in unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, these are the people of the Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of the Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whither you went. By these scriptures, it can now be understood that Yahweh does not do this because his people of yesterday or of today have been good, but because his most he must vindicate his name, and he must let the heathen know that they were able to drive his people out of the holy land only because he allowed them to do so on account of the iniquity of his people. Okay. Ezekiel 36, 23 to 26. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Yahshua, says the Yahshua, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and get you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Plain it is to see that before you and I can be ready for the translation, we must first be ready to go into the promised land, there to be cleansed, there to have our stony hearts removed. Yes, the only way to have this heart operation performed upon us is to let the Yahweh first gather us, or Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, first gather us from among the heathen and bring us into our own land. For then will I say unto the Yahshua, sprinkle clean water upon you, and a new heart also. For then will I, says the Yahshua, the Yahweh, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and a new heart also will I give unto you, and a new spirit will I put within you. In the face of this, I should like to know who could ever live with the Yahshua during the 1,000 years without having first gone into the land, there to be cleansed and there to receive a new heart. Ezekiel 36:27-22. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the coin, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of the famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own eyes for your iniquities and for your abomination. Not for your sakes do I this, says the Yahweh. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. For the Yahweh knows how to save the He had his people dispersed throughout the nation, so that when he brings them back home, they will remember the result of their evil doings, and so loathe their iniquity. Ezekiel 36:33-36. Thus saith Yahweh, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquity, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be built, and the desolate land shall be a till, for as it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by, and they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Yahweh, build the ruined places and plant that was a desert. I, the Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. All these wonders the Yahweh performs in the land of the Israel and in the sight of the heathen. These are necessarily premillennial events. Ezekiel 36:37. Thus saith the Yahweh, I will yet for this be in part of by the house of Israel. To do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock.
Okay, 7-8.
He says, all these wonders you see, the Yahweh performs in the land of Israel and in the sight of the heathen. These are necessary premillennial events. Ezekiel 36:37, thus says to Yahweh, I will yet for this be in part of the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Okay, I just reread that. For Yahweh's elect, this verse declares, will be praying for the fulfillment of this scripture. What are you doing, brother, sister? Are you praying for these things, or are you fighting against them? You dare not say it matters. Now, for such an attitude of unbelief will keep you out of the kingdom just as surely as it kept the antediluvians out of the ark. Ezekiel 36:38. And the holy flock is the flock of the Jerusalem and her solemn feast. So shall their waste city be filled with the flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Is there still a doubt in the hearts of any of you? Oh, how could there be a doubt? These verses, you see, do not really need any interpretation whatsoever. There is no plainer doctrine in the Bible. You cannot close your eyes to it, and yet expect to be counted among the believers of the Word of Yahweh. Now we see that there must be land renovation and heart operation, that Yahweh's kingdom begins on the earth and the sight of the heathen, that it is true to be as real as anything, and that there is to be neither a sinner in it nor a stony heart in it. Is this not more appealing than the imaginary, the much spiritualized kingdom so often heard of? But Elijah shall indeed come first and restore all things, and we shall finally be what Adam was in the beginning. Live in the Garden of Eden and feast on the Tree of Life. This is the end of number 3, two timely greeting. Okay, part 2 of our 1 hour sermons, entitled Dead and Living Make Israel. Okay, so it says, the dead and the living make up the whole house of the Israel. Gog fails. So it says, Church of Edward, Brother Richie Hall, August 30th, 1947. The subject that we're going to study here is found in Ezekiel chapter 37 to 39. These chapters are long and time will not permit us to read every verse or even to comment much on them. And so we shall not try to cover all the verses in chapters 38 and 9, nor say all that can be said, for the verses we omit, however, really need to no comment, for with this light at hand, as you study the chapters at your own leisure, the truth of them will stand out rightly. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 12. For the hand of the Yahweh was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of the bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, that there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, Thus saith Yahweh, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of the Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Yahweh, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Here we see how the dead are to be raised. First, the bones are gathered together, bone to bone. Next, the flesh is added, then covered with skin. And finally, breath is given down. In the Genesis, we are told that the Adam's body was made from clay, Then breath was put into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. By the combining air with the clothes, the man became a living soul. So the scriptures reveal that the resurrection is but a recreation. Man receives a new body out of the old, but in order to be the same, man that once lived and died and made alive again, he especially is given the former intellectual knowledge and memory of his life experience. Truly the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, all the while they are in their graves. That's found in Ecclesiastes 9, 5, and 6, Ezekiel 37, 13, and 14. And ye shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought ye up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Yahweh, have spoken it, and performed it, saith Yahweh. Not only will he raise his people from their graves, but he will also bring them into the land of Israel. The death, to live again, is indeed a miracle, but not much greater than for a worm to bury itself in the ground or to enclose itself in a cocoon or the like, than to go in the state of unconsciousness, change its form, and become a beautiful butterfly cruising through the air instead of crawling on the ground. This and other wonders do not seem miracles because they are common daily occurrences. If in the beginning Yahweh could create the earth out of nothing, he can recreate man much easier when to start with he at least has man's bones and his intellectual knowledge of good and evil. Ezekiel 37, 15-19. For the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah, the two-tribe kingdom, and for the children of Israel, and his companions, and then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, the ten-tribe kingdom, and for all the house of Israel his companion, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by thee? Say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, And behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of the Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. Here we are plainly told that the two ancient kingdoms, the types, he is to restore and join and so bring out the antitype. It says, Ezekiel 37, 20, 21, And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will give them on every side, and bring them into their own land. For the faithful from among the descendants of the Israel that were scattered throughout the nations will, we are concretely told, be gathered and brought back into their own land. These descendants of the tribes of Jacob we must not, however, consider to be the unbelieving Jews of today who are trying to gain possession of Palestine. For the kingdom here predicted, you know, is to be made up only of the converts unto Yahshua, mostly from the tribes who were scattered and lost sight of among the Gentile nations, including the descendants of those who made up the early Christian church of those who made up the early apostolic church. That's of those who no longer call themselves Jews, but are Christian. These are besides those of the Gentile nations who joined the Yeshua are obviously to make up this premillennial kingdom and the promised land. Ezekiel 37:22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel, and one king shall be king unto them all, and there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Well, this consolidation, you know, is permanent, and since there are no sinners in it, it obviously, as shown elsewhere in our literature, is the result of the judgment in the house of Yahweh. That would be the judgment of the living, 1 Peter 4:17. And the house of Yahweh is the Gilead Center that is talked about here. For the judgment for the living, the brother Shonson at the head of it. For the purification of the church, the separation of the bad fish from their good, in Matthew 13:47-48, the cleansing of the sanctuary, Daniel 8:14, the harvest of the first fruit, 144,000, stand on the Mount Zion with the Lamb, Revelation 14:1. For the remnant, then follows the ingathering of the second fruit. For your knowledge of these things, though, will not benefit you if you do not make a desperate effort to be one or one with 144,000. For you, moreover, must have the extra oil in your vessel, Matthew 25:1-12. Now, while it is so freely dispensed, to get it later will not profit you, for the late comers will find the door closed. For their knocking on the door will only cause them to hear their master say, "Depart from me, I never knew you," Matthew 7:23. Indeed, you must immediately await yourself of this life-giving oil now while it is brought to your doors, if it is to do you any good. Ezekiel 37:23. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Yahweh. After the subject of the kingdoms of the Judah and Israel are gathered from among the heathen nations, and they themselves become a nation and a kingdom, then they are to be cleansed, and not before, say the Scripture. From this you see that this is the work of the cleansing of the sanctuary, Daniel 8:14, for the purification of the church. Testimony Volume 2, Volume 5, page 8, for the cleansing of the temple, Malachi 3, 1 to 3, in the time of the harvest, is for the blotting out of the sins and for the defects of the penitent and doing away with the impenitent. For it is the judgment for the living that purifies the church. It sits her apart from the world and sits here for the gathering of the people, Revelation 18:4, makes her the ark for today, a place of refuge for all who wish to escape the plagues. Thereafter, the saints remain clean. They sin no more. They are Yahweh's clean and faithful people. Moreover, there has never therefore come to Yahweh's people a more important message than this. Ezekiel 37:24-28. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, for it shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Yahweh, do sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Plainly, then, all these things take place in the sight of the heathen, that they may see and know what Yahweh has done for his people. Thus will they know that he has loved them. Ezekiel 38:1-2. And the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of the Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. For the Gog is here said to be the chief prince, the king of the Meshach and Tubal. Now these two cities, Meshach and Tubal, were anciently situated in Asia, south of the Black Sea, where the Turkish Empire now is. Ezekiel 38:8. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of the many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nation, and they shall dwell safely all of them. For the many days after which the God is visited are the 1,000 years, the latter days in which Israel returned to their land. This is not a true statement. In the many days after which God is visited are the 1,000 years. No, this is before the 1,000 years. In other words, before the millennium. It's in our days, right here in the 12th parabolic hour, for the latter days in which Israel returned to their land, and the time in which God shall go against them are premillennial. I don't understand. This is what I just said. This is premillennial. Okay, Ezekiel 38:9. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud that cover the land. thou and all thy band and many people with thee. For the expression to ascend and come like a storm suggests that these things are to take place in the time of the airplane. Ezekiel 38:10-12. Thus saith Yahweh, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall the things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up into the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, that take the spoil and that take the prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. As the land of Israel shall have no visible human protection whatsoever, it will appear to God that he should have no difficulty robbing the people of the land. Ezekiel 38:13. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of the Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? For these neighboring countries and people that ask God to tell them his mission evidently are not allied with him. Ezekiel 38:14-17. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto the God, thus saith Yahweh, in that day when my people of Israel dwell in safety, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O God, before their eyes. Thus saith Yahweh, art thou he of whom I have spoken in the old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? Clearly, this kingdom of the Israel is set up in the latter days, in the days before the millennium. That would be in the 12th parabolic hour that we're in now. For after the kingdom is set up, God opens war against it. Indeed, this cannot be after the millennium, for then all the nations from the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog with them, shall encompass not the mountains of Israel, but the new Jerusalem. Furthermore, at that time, the slain shall not be buried, but burned to ashes. Revelation 20:9-10, Malachi 4:1, Ezekiel 38:23. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of the many nations, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. Ezekiel 39:1-7. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against God, and say, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of the Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee, I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Yahweh, and I will send a fire on the Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isle, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. God, you see, shall fail to rob Yahweh's people. He will instead perish in the mountains of Israel. Ezekiel 39:8-15. Behold, it is come, for it is come, and it is done, saith Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken, and they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn their weapons, those the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with the fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn their weapons with the fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith Yahweh. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east and of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they carry Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of Hammon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be bearing of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be unto them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith Yahweh. And they shall sever out men of the continual employment, passing through the land, to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of the 7 months shall their search, and the passengers that pass through the land, which they see if the man's own, then shall ye set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hammon Gog. As these verses need no comment, we pass on to Ezekiel 39:22-29. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Yahweh, the Yahweh, from that day and forward, and the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into the captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore cut I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword, according unto their uncleanness, and according unto their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore this saith Yahweh, and now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name, after that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwell safely in their land, and none made them afraid when I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sanctified in them in the sight of the many nations, then shall they know that I am the Yahweh which caused them to be led into the captivity among the heathen, that I have gathered them into their own land and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Yahweh. I do not know of any chapters in the Bible that are more explicit than these chapters of the Ezekiel, for they need no interpretation whatsoever, but in despite of it, the denomination ignores them as though they were not in the Bible. And even now, rather than teaching the soon fulfillment of the chapter, the setting up of the kingdom, Daniel 2, 44 and 45, during these last days and the days of his kingdom, that's the kingdom he's talking about, the ministers are doing all they can for the confusion of the laity and for the enshrouding of the scriptures and the mystery. So there is plenty of the evidence upon the evidence that the angel of the Church of the Latter Saints, oh, that would be Brother Teddy Johnson, directly speaking, the Trumpet Texas Gilead Center, 1970-2003, that the angel, Willis Johnson, of the Church of the Latter Saints. Okay, so Gilead Center was a church of the Latter Saints Seventh-day Adventists. Is blind and yet knows it not. Well, now at this crossroad, the eternal destiny of all of Yahweh's servants is to be settled. Now they must take either the step that Paul was forced to take on the way to Damascus, or the step that Judas took in the upper room after the master washed his feet. This is as you see, not the man's talk, for it is Yahweh of the Bibles. For you are now given the opportunity to be a Daniel, a Job, a Stephen, a Luther, or a Miller, or a White. I hope that none of you choose to be a scribe or a Pharisee, for they were geniuses to find fault, but too stupid to see the truth. Such, you know, have never led anyone into the truth, but have ever kept even the whole nations away from it. They are geniuses at their wicked profession. This brings the end of two-time greeting, number four. This brings in verse 5, 5th hour, contact us at this 11th hour, calling us number 11, click on our audio, okay.